Section 2. Strategies for coping with stress. Part 2. Time management.
So let's look at the second strategy which can help you with managing stress in the workplace. Now, this strategy is all about developing effective time management skills. One of the key ways to successful time management is all around planning your tasks and goals in advance and then ring-fencing the required time to achieve them. Now, I can hear you all thinking it, given the unpredictable nature of today's work environment, is it really realistic to be able to plan? Whilst I completely hear what you might be thinking, there are some interventions that can help you to plan ahead, both in the long and short term, and I'm just going to focus on those those techniques for a bit. The first one of these is about being clear what your goals are, both personal and organizational. Longer term goals can be broken down into more manageable chunks. My grandmother always used to say to me, "You cannot eat an elephant whole, but if you break it down into smaller chunks, it's a little bit more manageable." So here, what you may want to do is perhaps formally sit with your manager, get a sense of what the longer term organization focus is, what your priorities are, and then perhaps set a time frame for achieving each of these objectives whilst reviewing your progress as you go along. By having smaller tasks to focus on, you will not only have a greater sense of accomplishment, but also the task will seem more attainable and manageable. The second technique that you may want to use is to prioritize your tasks. Now, this is all about identifying what is important to you and your employer. A common technique used to categorize tasks in order of importance is called the ABCD analysis, whereas tasks are categorized into groups. A is urgent and important, B is important but not urgent, C is urgent but not important, and D is neither urgent nor important. Now, what you might find is that by categorizing your tasks, you might be able to consider whether there are tasks that could be dropped altogether, or whether you might be able to delegate some of those tasks. But basically, flagging up the urgent tasks means that you will always have that feeling of keeping on top of what is most important. The next tool that you may want to think about is to use a diary. This will not only help you plan what your priorities are, but actually a reflection of your diary every ever so often will help you identify what your busy periods are. And that way, longer term, you might be able to plan for different cycles. It may also help to ring-fence blocks of time for working on longer term objectives or those that are less urgent. So maybe just having an hour once a week focus purely on admin or doing those nitty-gritty tasks that add up could make life a lot easier. And finally, we all seem to have to go to loads and loads of meetings. In fact, certainly my working day is taken up by meetings half of the time. But perhaps just being a little bit clear about what the purpose of the meeting is, who is going to be attending, and crucially, what you want to achieve from them might help you plan and manage your workload effectively. And remember, you can always excuse yourself from parts of the meetings where your attendance isn't required. And this way, you can not only save time, but also manage your workload a little bit more effectively.